NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast, Thursday morning, February 26, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery. Full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up,
Excentro Real Estate AG, Katja Bielecka, appointed to the management board as Chief Investment Officer, CIO. In a recent development, Excentro Real Estate AG has appointed Katja Bielecka as Chief Investment Officer, CIO of the company. With over 20 years of experience in real estate asset management, Ms. Bielecka brings a wealth of knowledge to her new role. The supervisory board believes her expertise will be invaluable in strengthening the management board. Excentro Real Estate AG is a leading residential investor in Germany, focusing on housing privatization in major cities like Berlin.
Earth Science Tech Inc., ETST, accelerates profitability and governance transformation, signals 40% net income growth trajectory. Earth Science Tech Inc., ETST, revealed a third fiscal quarter 2026 revenue of $8.40 million, marking a 14.1% increase year over year. With a gross margin now at 76.3%, the company is implementing governance reforms and cost-saving measures to drive a projected 40% growth in net income. ETST is focused on disciplined growth, expanding margins, and enhancing shareholder value.
Italy sets workplace rules for AI use. Italy's Law No. 132, known as the Italian AI Act, has been implemented, setting workplace rules for AI use. This new law establishes a national framework governing data use, algorithms, and AI training models. Core AI Holdings Inc. and other growth-focused businesses are expected to closely monitor any future regulatory developments in Italy.
Welcome to the newsroom. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.